Do you know where your blind spots are? Well, if they actually are blind spots, then you may not know where they are because it's something you cannot see. A good example of the danger of blind spots is when you're driving. Think about passing those huge 18-wheelers on the interstate. They are surrounded by blind spots. They even have signs on the back or side of the truck to help make passing drivers aware that say, "Please avoid blind spots," or "Caution, wide right turns." Some simply say, "Warning, you may be in a blind spot." The purpose is to make you aware of what that truck driver can't see. So as you approach or pass, you can take caution as you do and even avoid those areas or simply get out of their way so you don't get hit. It's awareness. And even in our own cars, trucks, and SUVs, we have blind spots. Some vehicles are equipped with monitors or sensors that detect other vehicles or people around us or behind us as we're backing out of a parking place or driving down the road. These sensors give us warnings that alert us to what we can't see. There are things in our life that we cannot see on our own. Blind spots. We all have them. I was made aware of one when I was in college. I was a part of this small group that was focused on healing and health from past hurts. I was sharing some pretty deep experiences I'd walked through, and as I did, I was laughing. I didn't recognize it, but a dear friend in that moment pointed it out to me. We dug into it more, and I realized that laughter had become a coping mechanism and even a way that I separated myself from some of those experiences. It was a blind spot, an emotional coping pattern that I needed to break. I became aware in that moment and was able to feel some of the things I needed to feel so I could allow Jesus to heal those past hurts. That awareness helped me no longer disconnect from pain with laughter, but to allow Jesus to meet me in those places. You don't know what you don't know. It's so true. We will always have blind spots in areas of our life where we are simply clueless. Without some sort of intervention, we cannot see how a habit, a pattern, or way of thinking or reacting will have an impact on our life and in our relationship with God and those around us. So, what truth can we know about what we don't know? Psalm 19:12. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. We must understand our brokenness and desperate need of grace in areas of our life we are aware of, as well as areas of our life we are unaware of. That's why we see David pray, "Forgive my hidden faults, what I can't see, as well as my willful sins, the things I choose." Blind spots are no excuse when it comes to sin. As we seek truth daily and dig into the Word, it opens our heart to the revealing work of the Holy Spirit. We also need people in our life that have permission to speak truth to us about what we can't see. Our blind spots can be brought into the light, and we become aware of our need for grace and forgiveness. When that happens, we experience freedom and healing from what we know and what we don't know. That's the truth. Ask God to help you with your blind spots. The journey will be much smoother along the road of life. I'm Lori Klein.